good and save yourselves a gob of money.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Christ also says, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt hath lost its savor, how's it going to be salted again? It's thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. America, that is not what we are cut of. That is not the cloth that we are cut of. We are cut of the cloth where Christ says, if you are a city set on a hill, you cannot be hid. In the book of Matthew. If you want to know a world changer, if you want to know a power that no earthly government can stop, I'm talking about wicked and corrupt government, can stop, look to the words of Christ. The ultimate resister of evil. The ultimate establisher of that which is right. Look to Christ. All ye ends of the earth. We talked about yesterday where leaven, it's like the kingdom of heaven, Christ said. It's like a woman who leavened bread. It works slowly, but thoroughly and absolutely. You can't remove that leaven once it's in there. And same with the Spirit of Christ. Folks listening to the Sons of Liberty radio for the first time, understand that this radio program, this ministry is dedicated to the works of Christ. That is our strong tower. Any bit of liberty or life or hope or prosperity or peace that we derive out of this country, it doesn't come from the ground or the earth or the mineral deposits or the oceans or the seas. It doesn't come from any of that or the oils. It doesn't come from any of that. It comes from the virtue of Christ in the people. That's it. That's all. Now, to talk about this city set on a hill, I want to go to the Hebrew scribe, Ezra, who gave an account of Jerusalem, the original city set on a hill, where Christ established righteousness, God established righteousness. And this is what was said of that city, because we're going to talk about a lot of content today in the show. And this content is set at enemies that are in our midst. Enemies that would seek to usurp our sovereignty. And I don't mean sovereign as though God is sovereign. I'm talking about sovereignty, and maybe that's even an incorrect term, but the way that we understand it as a nation. But we don't let other nations' laws come in and dictate what we do. National treaties dictate our laws and our constitution? No! Never! But we have people right now in the midst of us that would seek to pull down that which is good, that which established truth in this nation. They would seek to pull it down, point its finger at it, and call it rebellion. Call it unrighteous, socially unjust, and a host of other words. It's nothing different than that city, Jerusalem, where God established peace and prosperity for his people. This is what the enemies, and this is documented in Ezra, chapter 4. He was a scribe, so therefore he kept good notes. If you go to verse 15, the neighboring kings were getting, the neighboring people, I should say, or rulers or powers that were getting a little bit irritated by the fact that Jerusalem was starting to be built up again. They regained that which made them great, and they started to build, and they started to prosper. Now, wicked people, radicals, it doesn't matter what you call them, wicked, un-American people, haters of truth and light, they seek to destroy. Remember, they're like the child that gets put in a room where everything is proper and straight. They want to make it crooked. They want to dump things out. They want to make a mess. Well, these wicked rulers were starting to sweat because Jerusalem was starting to take shape again, because finally Jerusalem united itself with its God. And they wrote a letter to the big king. And they said, "Let search be made in the book of the records of your fathers," speaking to the king, "so that thou shalt find in the book of records and know that this city is a rebellious city and hurtful unto kings and provinces." Those that hate liberty hate when you have liberty. Those that like to legally plunder people hate when you prosper. They hate seeing you succeed. They hate your peace. When you're free from millions of regulations, they hate it. They've got to throw shackles on it somehow, folks. And if you don't throw shackles, as Thomas Jefferson said, upon governments, and I'm only speaking of those shackles to be the Constitution, their directives, their delegated, expressed, and implied powers, they're going to eventually set the shackles on you.
Well, I don't want to seem too mean. I don't want to be mean. I don't want to be mean. I don't want to listen to you.
Listen, folks, it's not an issue of being mean. It's an issue of being right and standing upright. And you can't do that unless you're right yourself. These particular wicked leaders said of this city, it's a rebellious city and hurtful to kings. They're movers of sedition. They're hurtful to providences. And for that reason, this city was destroyed in the past. No, the city was destroyed because it forsook its God. But listen to how they comment on a city set on a hill that God established liberty to be the light of the world through. They hate it. They loathe it. They despise it. They can't stand to see it in peace. They can't stand to see it prosper. They can't stand to see it free of shackles and regulations. They can't stand to not have control because they need control at all costs. They can't stand to see you liberated, America. They cannot stand it. We'll be right back to cover more topics on what I'm talking about more specifically in your very own country.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extract. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Now, I've got a few questions for all of you out there. We're going to be talking about Article 2 of the Constitution. And, folks, I need you to actually call in and tell me, what does Article 2 deal with? What does Article 1 deal with? And what does Article 3 deal with of the United States Constitution? That number is at 1-877-807-9977. It's toll-free, 877-807-9977. At any time in the program, actually, you better do it quick, though, because sometimes we get two folks calling in at the same time, and the first one gets the answer. So I will lay down two sets of questions. And the reason I put questions in is because the same reason you learn when you're in school to be questioned, so that your mind has to calculate the correct answer, and you have a tendency of not forgetting it when you had to come up with it yourself. So these questions are, number one, what do the first, second, and third articles of the Constitution deal with? Tell me what Article 1 does, number 2, and number 3. And finally, a second question, what are the qualifications of being a president? There's three of them. They have to do with where a president is born, how old a president must be, and how many years the president must have been a resident before he can take office in this country. Three qualifications to being a president. The number is 877-807-9977. Now, if you don't know the entirety of the entire question, I will help walk you through it. And that's important because we need to get the entirety of these things so we can understand and know what those that have extreme power in our country, power that we have delegated to them as the citizens, as we the people, so that we can know how to keep them accountable. And they're going to appreciate that as well, folks. 877-807-9977. Again, the questions are, what does Article 1, Article 2, and Article 3 deal with in the United States Constitution? I'll give you all a hint right now. It deals with the three branches. You just have to line up which branch with which article. And number two, what are the three qualifications to be a president? It has to deal with where the president was born, how old the president must be, and how long he must be a resident before he can take office. In other words, denoting he could have been born here, moved away, and then came back. So, as we move along, you know, I'm reminded of a story here this morning. Before I read this next text, we talked about being a city set on a hill. We also talked about what the enemies of liberty, the enemies of right, the enemies of peace and prosperity, what they think of you when you have too much liberty. Too much liberty. Now, I'm talking about the liberty that God gives, not the liberty to break the law. Because again, as we said, freedom is within the confines of law. We have liberty within the confines of law. That law is merely protecting other people's liberties. So you can have as much liberty as you want all day long. You can do as much right as you possibly can. Get your fill, folks. But liberty has confines, and confines are the law. Now, the law does not discriminate against anybody, does not exalt one party over another party, as we're going to discuss further on when we start to get into the Labor Department here. Miss Hilda Solis, when I watched her, I just thought, you are a wonderful lady, as long as I don't hear anything that you're saying. She looks like a really nice lady, really concerned about what's going on in this country. This is one of the charters that was developed from the state of Connecticut in 1638, and this is what makes us great. And that's going to tie into my next point about a team, a football team, a high school football team, where the coach literally was beating up the referee and sent him to the hospital. A coach in a football game beating up the coach. Beating up the referee. Now, folks, what is the job of a referee? The job of a referee is to make sure that anarchy doesn't break out in the middle of the game. To reward the player. The players are rewarded by playing by the rules. That's how they're rewarded. They don't get a reward from the referee that comes up and says, "Oh, you guys did such a good job of following the rules. I'm going to give you a reward." No, it's not the purpose of the referee, nor is the purpose of law. The law does not reward you. It doesn't say, "Oh, you get a nice little button. There you go. Look at you. You're following the law so good." No, your reward is you get liberty. So the reward in a game when you follow the rules, the referee doesn't come over and say, "Good job, coach. You're doing great." What his job is to do is to penalize the team that breaks the rules and the regulations of the game. The same in our government. Notice the attitude that many Americans are taking on now. You owe me something. Where's my reward? What are you talking about? I broke the rule. That's not the rule. We just talked about that Obama guy who came over here illegally from Kenya. I'm referring to the story I talked to yesterday. This is not our president, but this man's last name is Obama. Gets pulled over by a cop, starts yelling at the cop. Says, "Why didn't you yield for me?" Goes through a street regulation that said he's supposed to stop. Just about slams into a cop who has to slam on their brakes. And then he starts yelling at the cop. An illegal alien yelling at our police officer saying, "I didn't break the law. What are you talking about?" And then he points the finger back at the law and says, "You're the one breaking the law. You should have stopped. You didn't screech your brakes. I didn't hear it." Justifying himself in pride. And folks, Christ comes to my aid again, because that spirit of Christ deals with those type of people. Because those type of people destroy, they take judgment into their own hands. They start to construct, and they're architects of their own, well, we could call them social architects, social engineering. Because they hate the structure that exists, they have to create another one. And that structure that they're trying to create is in their own image. Which is all the more important why I asked you the two questions in the beginning of this radio program. What does Article 1 deal with? Article 2 and Article 3 of our Constitution. What do they deal with? And number 3, what are the qualifications to be a president in these United States? Well, Connecticut understood in 1938 when they wrote their charter, "For as much as it hath pleased Almighty God by the wise dispensation of his divine providence, so to order and dispose of all things that we, the inhabitants and residents, and well knowing where a people are gathered together, the word of God requires that to maintain the peace and union of such a people, there should be an orderly and decent government established according to God, to order and dispose of the affairs of the people at all seasons and as occasions shall require. Their governance comes from God." These are not people pointing the finger at God saying, "You're unfair, you're unjust, these laws, these rules, these regulations. The creation saying to the creator, you don't know what you're talking about. I got this figured out now. And you're going to listen to me. Like he's going to. This is a charter of Rhode Island, 1683. We submit our persons, lives, and estates unto our Lord Jesus Christ and the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Folks, if you want to lay your foundation in this country, it better be laid upon this, because it doesn't matter what you say your foundation is. Every bit of peace, prosperity, and blessing you experience is as a result of these foundations. It's not because of what you've come up with and your social justice that you create in your minds, being accountable to nobody but yourselves and a small group of people that have orchestrated and concocted and have put their brains in your mind. It's not where they come from. And to all those perfect and most absolute laws of his given us in his holy word, Rhode Island's charter. This is your foundation. What is a socialist? One who's still living off of the prosperity of a capitalist. That's what a socialist is. When the capitalist goes bye-bye, so does the socialist. There's nothing left to divvy out. There's no more free handouts. Going back to the coach who beat up the referee because he didn't like a ruling, and one of his own players went and tackled the referee. What are we teaching this generation? I make my own rules. Something as stupid as sports. You're going to beat somebody up over a stupid game? You got a country to look at. You've got babies being murdered in your own backyards now. You've got crime running rampant, and you're worried, so worried that you got to beat up a referee in your game. It's the same thing you're doing to God, but he don't get beat, folks. God wins. God rules, and God reigns. And when we put our faith in that Holy Ghost, that Spirit of Christ, as these great men and women of Rhode Island, as these great men of Connecticut, when they established their charter and said, we know where our rights come from and we know what law to obey if we expect to have greatness in this nation. When they submit, you have an America, folks, that you're living in right now, and you can whine and complain all you want about it, but it's the best thing on this earth. And it's only bad in your negligence. That's it. It's like government. There's no necessary evils in government. Its evils only exist from its abuses. Folks, the same thing in your lives. God has given all that we need right now, today. And we owe it back to him if we want to stay great. If you don't want to stay great, then move. We want to stay great. The Sons of Liberty desire greatness in this nation, and we know with whom it comes from, that being God of the Bible, the Judeo-Christian Bible. We'll be right back, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The Two Pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
It has always been the case under previous Republican as well as Democratic administrations, Solis stated. I'm going to play you a clip by Ms. Hilda Solis, who's the Secretary of the Department of Labor. And I want to read a quote before we play this. And after I'm done with this quote, you're going to hear you're going to hear what Hilda had to say at her press conference. Nothing in this world is more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity. Martin Luther King Jr. Go ahead with Hilda. Aha. I was just kidding. We weren't going to play Hilda right away for you after the Martin Luther King Jr. quote, but we are going to play her. I'm going to give you a little bit of background here. In a written statement to CNSNews.com Wednesday, the U.S. Department of Labor confirmed that it will enforce federal wage laws on behalf of anyone working in the United States. Keywords, regardless of their immigration status. Okay? So the law is in one person's hand, and it's used to enforce. Remember we talked about the law being used to force? Oh, when that weapon gets in the hand of a socialist! Then an illegal, somebody who breaks the law, regardless of their immigration status, because as I said at the beginning, it has always been the case under previous Republican as well as Democratic administrations. Oh, so it makes it okay as long as Republicans have done it too? Yeah, well, they did it too. That means it's okay, right? No! No! It was wrong then, and it's wrong now. But why do they build? Because they take two steps forward, right? Take a step back. They gain that step. Take two more steps forward. They're gauging you, America. Now, will they tolerate this? Well, maybe we'll throw it to them through a Republican administration. Because then maybe the goo-goo gaga, oh, we need a Republican. Oh, everything would be better if we had a Republican. Oh, we worship you, Republicans. We love you. We give you our allegiance, Republicans. Maybe we could push it through a Republican because people are just too stupid, maybe. They'll be blinded by their sheer love for a party that they won't even notice. And then we put a Democrat in there, then he can point back and say, the Republicans did it! And then all of you suckers who fall prey to a political party will say, oh, dang it, they got us now. What can we say to that? Because if we say something, then they might insult us because we're Republicans. Illegal immigrants are getting fair wage laws. Doesn't matter if they're illegal. But the judge will say it's illegal for a business not to pay illegal immigrants a fair wage. Funny. Let's listen to Hilda, shall we? Hilda Solis.
No matter how you got here or how long you plan to stay, you have certain rights. You have the right to be safe and in a healthy workplace.
No matter how you got here. No matter how you got. Why don't you just say it? You know, if you swam across the river, if a coyote brought you over. Why don't you just say that, Hilda?
It doesn't matter.
Why doesn't she put stress and importance on the virtue of following the laws to come into our country? Look, I want people to come into our country. Heck, we all came here from somewhere. But you got to do it the right way and set the precedent that we do things right here. Let's keep going.
You have the right to be safe and in a healthy workplace, and the right to a legal wage. We gather here today to strengthen our shared commitment to protect the labor rights of migrant workers in the United States. Unfortunately, due to language barriers and immigration status, migrant workers can be those that are most vulnerably abused.
Okay.
We're committed to ending that abuse.
Good, good.
And in a few moments, we'll sign new partnerships between the Department of Labor and the embassies of Costa Rica, the Dominican Republic. And
I love that part. She's like talking straight American English.
We're going to do this. We're going to develop partnerships with Costa Rica.
Then she like throws the.
And then the partnerships with Costa Rica and El Salvador.
It's like, wait a minute. Whoa, hold on a second. You're still English. You're speaking English, but then you throw in the jive. I don't know. Does that mean? I don't know what that means, but I love when they do that. They, like, try to throw the accent on, but it's an English word. Anyways, keep going. I just thought I'd stop that. But this gets important now, the next thing that she says, because she's going to talk pretty specific about why migrant workers are scared to turn in their employers for not paying proper wages. I wonder why that would be. Why would you be scared? Let's figure it out. Let's hear it.
Republic and El Salvador. These are pledges between our governments to work together to educate migrant workers about their labor rights and prevent abuses in the workplace. During the past year, we've signed similar agreements with the embassies, and I'm very proud of this, the embassies of Mexico, Nicaragua, and Guatemala.
There we go again. Nicaragua, and going forward, Guatemala.
We'll be pursuing accords with governments from Southeast Asia and others in the Caribbean, wanting to educate and protect those most vulnerable workers that live.
Those most vulnerable workers that live in America. Okay, now that's important, okay? She's setting a premise, but I want you to see the importance of this. We are helping everybody in the world right now because we're America. Why? We're the light of the world, right? Love the stranger. The Bible commands us to love the stranger. We're setting all these great. We want them to understand our laws, our customs. We want them to understand that they get fair equality in this nation. Because remember, the law doesn't discriminate. It gives justice and fairness to everybody, but you can't have that in a democracy. Just a little FYI, because mob rules in a democracy. But in a republic where law rules, everybody is treated the same, fairly, so long as they abide by the law and the rules. Now, I'm not trying to bore you through this speech, But I want you to get to the gist of it. This is what's inside of their minds. And I want to remind you of what Martin Luther King said. Nothing in this world is more dangerous than sincere ignorance. Imagine a young person in a public school today being taught about treating people nice and fair. Of course kids are going to love that. But they don't understand it's at the expense of what? And what is fairness? When somebody illegally comes into our country and then the government makes it illegal to pay them certain wages, but the person's illegal already. I don't get it. So one group of people can break the law and be rewarded with the protection of justice, but if another group of people breaks the law, they're not rewarded. They're bad. They get thrown in jail now. Okay, now she's coming up to this point that I want to bring out, and I'm just going to let her say it, and I want to see if you pick up on this. Why don't these poor migrant workers turn in their bosses or their companies? Why not? Let's hear it.
...that live and reside in this country. We understand that many migrant workers in America are afraid to report mistreatment because it can lead to more abuse, the loss of a job, or deportation. With these partnerships...
Stop! Whoa, did you hear that? A migrant worker could be afraid to turn in their boss because they might lose their job. They might experience more abuse. And deportation. Next topic. Next topic.
Many migrant workers in America are afraid to report mistreatment because it can lead to more abuse. The loss of a job, or deportation. With these
partnerships. Wait a minute. Why would they get deported? Oh, I get it. Because they're not here legally. These partnerships are for countries, and they deal with people that are documented and undocumented. No matter how you get here, she said in the very beginning, or how long you plan to stay, you have certain rights. You have the right to be safe. And why can't she just add this into the topic? Why don't they do this? You know, forgive me, I'm a naive small-town boy. And I'm thinking, Hilda, you forgot something. Can you just put this in there? Because it'll clarify what you're trying to say. And then my little naive small-town boy attitude gets its bubble bursted. They don't want to put it in there because it would conflict with their political agenda. This is the little statement that I would recommend to Hilda. No matter how you got here or how long you plan to stay here, so long as it was lawfully. That's all. So long as it was lawfully. I had to count that out. That's six little words you could put in there. You have certain rights, then she says. Why isn't that in there? You have the right to be safe and in a healthy workplace and the right to a legal wage so long as you come here lawfully. Well, now it's seven words. So six or seven words, that's all we need to put in there. Now she's confronted right afterwards, so we can understand clearly, by a reporter, and let's listen to her response. The reporter's question is...
Those fears.
Both documented and undocumented workers will be protected under U.S. labor laws.
This has always been the case under previous Republican as well as Democratic administrations. All we're doing is enforcing the law, and we're allowing for other individual groups and partnerships with other consulate offices to work with us in expanding our reach and information. What we're trying to avoid is that vulnerable communities be abused and that there be an increase in more underground activity.
Okay, let's stop it there. Okay, she's trying to prevent vulnerable communities from being abused. Now, as she said, she totally sidewalls the question. Well, she does answer it, actually, fairly directly, too, but she blames who? The Republicans! So he says both legals and illegals will be protected by this law? It has always been, she says. So what? Remember we talked about last week, or maybe it was this week, what is or what ought to be? What are we to follow? It's just the way that it is. Some things will never change. I don't want you to get that stuck in your head. It's not the way that it should be. It's not what's right. We don't dictate on the way it is. And here's a prime example of somebody who sits as a secretary of the Department of Labor for the United States government. It's just the way it is. It's always been. No, it has not always been. Folks, sharpen yourself on the rules of delegated powers found in the Constitution. It is not the way that it's always been. If somebody is going to break the law, they do not deserve the protection of the law. They deserve the persecution. Or as some people say, the discrimination. It's not discriminating.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early 1900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on, concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, folks, we're into the final segment. And again, nobody has called me up on these questions, and that's kind of frustrating because of this. It tells me that folks really don't understand the Constitution if they can't even call in and tell me what Article 1, 2, or 3 is about. Now, let this be a reproof. So many of you use, well, that's unconstitutional. Okay, how do you know it's unconstitutional?
Well, I don't like it, so that's why it is.
I mean, why don't you just say that? People use the Constitution as the rubber stamp.
That's constitutional. That's unconstitutional. Unconstitutional.
How do you know? Real simple. 1-877-807-9977. Now, many of you out there do know. You need to call in and inform America. What is constitutional? What is unconstitutional? Just tell me, what is the Article 1 and Article 2 and Article 3 of the Constitution, the United States Constitution? That's important, too. What do they deal with, each article? And it's really specific. It deals with our government and which branches. Attach it to it. 1-877-807-9977. And if I get a couple of you calling in, I've got another question. What are the three qualifications to be president in these United States? Okay. I want to go to this verse because we were just talking about these folks that come in and deserve fair wage laws and a fair work environment, etc. Our government is promising that now through the Department of Justice. Mr. Hilda Solis just told us all about it in her sincerity. But we understand that what she's saying is that it doesn't matter if you break the law to get here, you still deserve to be protected by the law.
What? Yeah, I know I just broke you, but protect me.
We talked about how our founders used the Bible as their bedrock to write law because they knew that the Bible was fair and just. Now, if you go to Leviticus, the old 24, verse 22, it says, "You shall have one manner of law." Now, think about this. Where does this come? Where does this come from? Where do our immigration laws come from? "You shall have one manner of law," it says in Leviticus 24, 22, "as well as for the strangers as for your own country. For I am the Lord your God." It doesn't say, hey, if you have a corporation in your country that abides by the laws of your country, it has to cater to strangers that come in that don't want to abide by the laws of your country. They don't belong here. They shouldn't be working here, period. No employer should employ somebody who's illegally here. Otherwise, you prove the point of corporate greed, which is part of the reason we get into a lot of the problems that we have right now. It's because those that are right, those that are possibly even wealthy, aren't doing right. And therefore, the curse comes on you. You can't run from it. You can run, but you cannot hide from it. Now, we've got a caller from Tennessee who thinks he's got the answer. I've heard there's smart people in Tennessee. We're going to find out. Article 1, Article 2, Article 3. What does each deal with, sir?
Okay. Article 1 is free speech. Article 2 is the right to bear arms. And Article 3 is division of powers.
Uh-oh. Hold on. I'm talking about the Constitution, not the Bill of Rights. Though the Bill of Rights are amendments to the Constitution, you just gave me the Bill of Rights. But I need Article 1, Article 2, Article 3 of the Constitution. Do you need a hint?
Yeah, give me a hint.
Okay, Article 1 deals with a certain branch of our government, the most important and powerful branch of our government. Article 2 deals with another certain branch, which deals with the spokesperson of our government, one who is a commander-in-chief of our armed forces. Number 3 deals with a certain branch of our government that was supposed to be the least dangerous branch of our government.
Well, then that would be Article 1 would have to be Congress. Article 2 has to be executive, and Article 3 has to be judicial.
You got it. That is exactly right. You got all three of them right. Congratulations. There are some smart folks in Tennessee.
I didn't get them right. You had to walk me through it.
You know what?
I'm embarrassed.
That's why we're on the radio, sir. It's because we want Americans to understand. I just got done saying before you called in, actually, that so many people across America, thank you for your call, we appreciate it, that so many people across America just say constitutional or unconstitutional because it's something they like or dislike. You can't do that. That's tyranny. Well, but I'm right-winged. I'm a Republican. I'm a Christian. I got that kind of, what do you mean it's not right? It's not right. It's tyranny. You know, there was a lot of Christians throughout Europe that were tyrannizing people under the banner of Christ. Nobody rebukes hypocrites more than the Spirit of Christ. You've got to know and understand for yourselves, folks. We've got to put down the television remote and pick up the Constitution. We've got to understand that there's a Declaration of Independence that preceded that Constitution. And there's a Constitution that preceded the Bill of Rights. And why do we have a Bill of Rights? Because the Anti-Federalists, who are dead set against consolidated powers, said we need to have a Bill of Rights written. The Federalists said to us, why do we need a Bill of Rights written when the government can't give us rights anyways? Because the Anti-Federalists knew that someday in our society that people would be so apathetic that they wouldn't pick up their Constitution. They wouldn't pick up their Bible and understand where the rights came from. And eventually the government would take advantage of that and start to pretend like it gives rights, like it determines what law is. This is important, folks. It's the matter of your children's bondage or liberty. It's a matter of your own bondage or liberty. We don't want to leave a legacy to the next generation that we could have, but we didn't, because that's just the way it was. That's a sad, sad legacy, and far be it from us. Far be it from you listening to the Sons of Liberty. Our purpose, again, is to exalt that law. I've got another question. The three qualifications, What does it take to be a president? I can simplify these questions. I just want to gauge where you folks are at. Somebody's got to call in and know the qualifications to be a president. There's three of them. You must be where you're born is one of the qualifications. And you need to tell me what that is. How old you must be, you can tell me what that is. And if you don't know, we just got done determining. Article 2 of the United States Constitution talks about all three of these. And how long must you be a resident in these great states united? Now, with that last piece, you guys can watch the video a little bit more. But if you go on to the rest of this piece, in their confusion, this is what Hilda starts talking about. Well, we need to have these stronger federal laws on wages because there's a lot of underground wages being paid. And we need to garner tax dollars. There we go. We could be getting more tax dollars to protect more workers, she says. What kind of a rationale is that? Create a regulation that benefits all folks. And I'm pointing on this because there's one little thing. You know, well, it's not that many illegal migrant workers that are getting paid wages. It's just a small percentage. This law is meant for everybody else. Yeah, it's the foxes that spoil the vines. It's that, you know how much poison there is in actual rat poison? It's 0.99%. Barely any. There's a whole lot of good that they can cram through you. But if you're not vigilant, as we just got done talking about, well, it's unconstitutional. How do you know that? You've got to know and point to chapter and verse. If you don't, these people will walk all over you. That's what they depend upon, is your ignorance. And ignorance, as John Dickinson said, is conducive to slavery. We have to keep our lights trimmed. We said it before, a city set on a hill cannot be hid. That's you. That's you, American. That's you, Christian. Keep your lamp trimmed. Don't buy what they feed you. Just because they're feeding it to you, and there's a lot of good in it. You don't have to settle for that. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. And it can do that for the good if you stand on righteousness and truth. So don't get into despair and say, well, it's just the way it is. It's the way that's been handed down to me. What can I do? If you're awaiting your promises, know that the promises of God are sure. They are absolute. They are fixed. They are unchallenged. You cannot challenge the hand of God. George Washington understood that. He said, no country in the world can know or understand that invisible hand that governs in the affairs of the American citizens. We know it. We place our confidence in it. I'm going to give you the answer because it's apparent that, folks, you didn't know it. The three qualifications to be president in this country. You must be A, a natural born citizen. You must be B, 35 years old or older. And number C, you must be a resident for at least the past 14 years. I wanted to cover another topic, which talks about the executive powers, because right now the president is patterning a plan of job creation. And his own spokesperson, Jay Carney, has acknowledged that there's a lot he can do without Congress. But he just wants to give a speech to Congress. Again, folks, we've got to understand the way things go. What is the delegation of powers? The president can do nothing to create a job. The president can do nothing without the consent of Congress. And even what he can do has to be approved by Congress. You, the people. He can't go off on a tirade and we wait till 2012, folks. Thanks for joining us again. We'll be back with you tomorrow with the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.